Hey, thanks for joining me. Let's pray. Something else, I know lines are already stacked, so if you have an intention, you really need to get it through. Maggie will get her eyes on it if you tweet it over to us on our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show. At Drew Mariani Show. Okay, that's at Drew Mariani Show. And you can follow me at Drew Mariani as well. I'd love that. Hey, I want to send out a quick thank you to Lorraine Stachny. I hope I said your name right. Renee Stachny in Chicago. I'm very grateful. She sent me a beautiful Mass card. I've not written. I'm so bad sometimes getting back to people right away. But I want to thank for her for that. And St. Joseph is one of my great patrons. I owe him my job. A little bit later, you'll hear about some others who have found employment, sold homes, found spouses, all through St. Joseph. I'll give you a look at what the mystics revealed about this mysterious man of the Gospels. It's pretty amazing. What do we know about St. Joseph? You know, we'll take a look at that. But before we do, you know, St. Faustina had encounters. And I think I shared this last week with you. I began a novena, which culminated on Monday, a little nine-day novena I did. Today's a good day to start it, if you have an intention. Let me start with this. I'll give you a quick gift because you might have missed that show or that conversation. I believe in the power of these persistent prayers. You know, when I was going through a very difficult time, I turned to the Mother of God, to St. Joseph, and to the Child Jesus. And I did three different novenas all together. It kind of made it one novena. Part of it was dedicated to the Virgin, to St. Joseph, and to the Child Jesus. And boy, God opened doors for me. If you want to start a novena today, there are 30-day novenas to St. Joseph. There's 9-day novenas to St. Joseph. There's a million of them. You can start. Today's a good day to start. Start on the, you know, yesterday was, you know, his feast day, normally the 19th, but the church honors him today. So it's never too late to begin. Start a novena. And I'll tell you what happened. St. Faustina had visions of various saints, of the Blessed Mother. She had, of course, her encounters with Jesus Christ. But St. Joseph also appeared to her. In fact, I know a mystic who I believe I personally have great confidence in, who encountered St. Joseph many times, and she just told me how incredibly strong and humble and handsome he was. In part of the sacrifice she gave, she forego those apparitions. St. Joseph said God was going to take it away from her, and she loved these revelations. There's reports of St. Joseph appearing today in different parts of the world. It's very low-key. I don't know how legitimate any of those are, but I do know that saints have had these encounters. St. Teresa of Avila had great devotion to him, but St. Faustina encountered him, and she said this. She wrote in her diary, it's diary entry 1203, she said, St. Joseph urged me to have constant devotion to him. He himself told me to recite three prayers, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be, and then the Memorare once a day. Now, it's not the Memorare to the Virgin Mary, it's the Memorare to St. Joseph, and I can explain that to you, but Faustina wrote, he looked at me with great kindness and gave me to know how much he is supporting the works of mercy, and he promised me this special help and protection. And she says, I recite the requested prayers every day, and I feel his protection. I would encourage you to do the same thing, okay? And I'm going to start today's show with this Memorare. So if you want to start, it's an Our Father, it's a Hail Mary, it's a Glory Be, followed by this prayer to St. Joseph. And this is the one that her congregation prayed every day. And Lord, I just, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I just come before you now, St. Joseph, O powerful, pure, chaste spouse of the Holy Virgin Mary and my intercessor. I pray for all those who are now united with me in prayer and for all their intentions. And here's the prayer. Remember, O most pure spouse of Mary, my dearly beloved guardian, St. Joseph, that never was it known that anyone who invoked your care, requested your help, was left unaided or without consolation. Inspired with this confidence, I come to you with all the ardor of my spirit, and I commend myself to you. Do not reject my prayer, O foster father of the Savior, but graciously receive and answer it. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's all there is to it. Our Father, Hail Mary, glory be, and that prayer is what St. Faustina would pray every day. You might want to go ahead and to pray that as well. Maggie, did we put that up on our Facebook last? We did that about 9 days ago, right?
Yeah.
So you can probably scroll back and find it there on our Facebook feed. So you can find it there if you want that prayer. I know a lot of people often write in afterwards. But I want to pray with you. Maggie, anything you have you want to lift up today?
You know what, Drew? We got an email earlier from Tom, our other producer on the team. He said that he had gotten word that SatanCon has sold out the tickets for people to attend SatanCon next month. have sold out. So I want to pray for the intercession of our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph today, terror of demons.
Yeah.
That the light of
favorite titles.
That the light of Christ might pierce through this darkness.
Hey, remind me tomorrow, would you? I mean, when Father Rehill is on The Exorcist, let's get his take on
things like that.
Yeah, and what happens in the community at large? You know, there's like in Salem or places where there is a lot of witchcraft. There's coven in Minnesota, lots of different places. What happens when it infiltrates? He shared an unbelievable story of a man who wanted a lot of wealth and power and went to a party and what happened. And maybe I'll have him share that tomorrow too. But this is dangerous stuff. People think they're playing around, that it's harmless. You know, yeah, boy, the spirits, they travel, he says, in packs, these demons. So we can talk about that. But let's pray right now. We'll pray for protection over you. We'll ask God for his mercy. And a lot of prayer intentions coming in. My apologies for those who really are in critical condition right now and need these prayers. There was one person right now who is really in a serious situation, losing lots of blood, and just asking that we pray right now. She had a C-section over the weekend and is, I think, bleeding, is hemorrhaging still. And they've given this girl blood transfusions, and they're waiting for an ambulance to come over. And they're just praying the chaplet right now. Mother's really concerned. And this woman has three beautiful daughters, a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old and a newborn. And just pray. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus. But the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call comes from Sean, praying with us in, I guess, San Francisco. Hey, Sean, good afternoon.
Hello. I need everyone, prayer warriors, to storm heaven for Deirdre, who is a mother of 5, 2 young children, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and it was diagnosed until it was too late, and it was incurable with any regular protocol. So she's on some trials, and she's been doing okay for the last 3 months, but pain is coming. And they find that they need to do surgeries because they find grapefruit-sized tumors in different parts of her body. But she is so courageous, and you can tell she's very faith-filled, and she's trying so hard to say all the right words. But just storm heaven, and I expect a miracle.
Amen. I love your attitude. Let's pray, Sean. We'll pray for the miracle right now, and hopefully you'll report back good news. We'll lift up your friend right now. Lord, I give you everyone with cancer. I do. I ask for your mercy on those souls. I really believe Christ is the good, the merciful physician, and there's not a disease he cannot heal. I often say there's no sin he can't remove, no trouble he cannot help, right? God is good. He is merciful. And I know so often affliction brings out grace that cannot be seen in a time of health. And Lord, I just ask you to use that grace right now to bring about spiritual conversion, draw souls closer to you. But I also ask for your divine touch. I ask for your mercy on all those in the fight with cancer and life-threatening and debilitating diseases. I ask that this be an hour of great power and great healing. And we pray Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Queens, New York next. Araceli, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for having me. I want to lift in prayer on the reposo of a friend of the family. His name is Franklin Vargas. He wasn't much of a faithful guy. And I want to pray for his mother and his daughter, who's having a really hard time with his death. She's only 10. And I want to lift up my nephew today. It's his birthday. And I want to ask God for a special blessing that God liberate him from his addiction and ignite him to go into rehab. And for my mom's health. Thank you, Drew.
Amen to that. We will lift that up. I'm going to add Araceli to this decade to Margaret, who is also praying for somebody who I believe has just passed away. Margaret, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I'd like prayers for my friend Joanne. One of her brothers passed away last week, and now his wife is in the emergency room. They're a very devout, faithful Catholic family, and Joanne is asking just to accept whatever it is God's will regarding her sister-in-law.
Amen. Let's do that right now. Lord, I just give you this very serious intention. Lord, I pray for all those who are approaching the threshold of eternity, that they may know you, love you, accept you, choose you, reject Satan. I ask for their protection and for their soul. I pray for those who've gone before us and for those who remain, those who mourn. Lord, it's so difficult. And I just I ask for your mercy to envelop, to offer consolation and healing and hope. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to our next call, Maggie is taking your intentions off of Twitter, and you can get there again at Drew Mariani Show. Send me your answered prayers to drew@relevantradio.com. That's the show email. I do see those. And Maggie, what's coming in?
First, I want to lift up Liz, one of our colleagues,
oh,
Drew.
Yes.
She was telling us that story about how her purse was lost this weekend downtown or stolen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But she said
it was stolen.
Oh, she said, my worst fear is having my identity stolen. So I want to pray for protection of her identity and that her purse would be returned somehow. That would be great. I also want to lift up John. He wrote to us on Twitter. He said, please pray for an important meeting today between two sisters and two brothers in Christ who are trying to find common ground towards helping restore love, peace, unity, and reconciliation in our ministry. Saint Joseph, protector of the church, please pray for us. Anna Marie says, for the conversion of my children to return to their Catholic faith, please open my son and daughter-in-law's heart to baptize my granddaughter, who is 16 months. Thank you, Drew and Maggie. Kelly wrote to us and said, please pray for my daughter. She needs mental health support and she's refusing it. She's turned her back from God. Please pray for her that she gets the help she needs and that she returns to God for healing. And lastly, this one from Carol made me smile. It gives, you know, gives people hope. She says, I want to pray in thanksgiving of Saint Joseph. He's our family's favorite saint.
Wow.
My son and daughter found their jobs because of him, and my son found his apartment through the St. Joseph Novena.
I love it. St. Joseph, pray for us. Man, a lot of important intentions out there. Let me add Mary, too, to the mix, too, as we pray our third decade here. Mary in Naperville, Illinois. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'll go fast. Quickly, I have two granddaughters that have medical issues at this time. The sister, the older sister, has trouble getting pregnant. They want a child. The second one had an irregular blood draw, and I'm praying that the repeat blood draw would be normal. And then my son. My son is divorced 10 years. He finally got to see his youngest daughter on Saturday. She was so shocked to see him, and it wasn't due to him not trying.
Right.
She couldn't say anything. So I'm praying that that particular child of his will think about what just happened and reach out. And they have a relationship.
All right. Well, it's a prayer. God, I know who's going to answer in here. Maggie brought that intention of the couple seeking reconciliation, you know, in a spirit of love for their ministry. Lord, I pray for relationships. I pray for Mary's son's relationship with his daughter. I pray for those broken dynamics between spouses, between parent and child, between siblings, coworkers, and friends. And I just ask for your mercy. The Lord told St. Faustina, he said to my daughter, I want you to know that there is this bottomless abyss, an abyss which separates the creator from the creature. He said, but that abyss is filled with my mercy. And Lord, I just bring these souls to the abyss of your mercy. I immerse them in it. And I ask you just to bridge that gap where there are broken relationships. May your mercy be that bridge. I pray for the healing that so many are seeking right now, for all the intentions that are being called out to you as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Jose, San Jose, California. Patty, good afternoon. Where's Patty?
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Delighted you called. How can we pray for you?
I'm calling because my cousin, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Wow.
on February 24. We did the chaplet while she was getting chemo,
mm-hmm.
and she's not getting chemo anymore.
Wow, praise God.
So, yeah, if this is not a miracle, you tell me what it is.
I love it. Well, I'm so glad you called back to celebrate. That's great. I love it. Ovarian cancer is a very serious diagnosis, as you know. And that was around 2015, right? Now she knows.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, praise God. Let's pray. Let's pray Thanksgiving. We'll pray for her. We'll pray for you too, Patty, for all those intentions that you have in your heart. And Lord, I give you thanks. And I'm grateful for the soul coming back and showing that cancer is not greater than you, and that God hears prayers and tumors shrink. And, you know, chemo can take effect. Radiation can take effect. Immunotherapy treatments can be an instrument of yours, Lord. And I thank you for that. I pray for those in the fight with cancer. I also pray for those who are free from it now. Lord, protect those souls in a special way. We ask for your mantle of protection. And I just give you my heart. I unite it to Petties and all who now pray with me as we turn to you again. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Okay, what an incredible spiritual family we have here. I love it. We've prayed together a long time. Sometimes prayers are instant. Sometimes they take a little bit of time, but so happy you join me every day for prayer. We'll go to Woodland, California next. Harriet, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Drew, for taking my call. About 2 years ago, you took my call when I called for prayers from all the relevant radio warriors. My son was stabbed to death.
Oh, man.
And there's been someone in custody all this time, yeah. And they've been trying to rehabilitate him. The trial is now going to be on Monday, the 27th, and I'm just praying for God's will to be done and justice to be served. And I also want to lift up all other parents in this same situation. Thank you, Drew.
Well, Harry, let me just again extend my heart to you. I cannot imagine what you're going through, and 2020 is a heartbeat. I mean, it's a blink away, and I can't imagine the pain that you're still enduring. And now you've got to go through this. We're praying for you, okay? I want you to hang in there.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Drew.
And you're welcome, Harriet.
Thank you.
Lord, I give you this mother whose son was taken from her by an act of violence, murder. I pray for all those mothers and fathers who've lost children, all those spouses, all those children, all those who are the victim of tragedy and accident, all those who mourn. But I do pray for those who are going into court for justice. I ask for your mercy, but I ask for your justice too, Lord. I give you Harriet, and I give you all of her intentions. And my heart just goes out to her, Lord. Comfort those who mourn. Deborah is calling in Waterford, Wisconsin. We'll add her to this decade as well. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Drew. My mom was diagnosed with cancer, and they said that it was benign.
Right.
And it turns out that she has benignant. She has tumors all over her abdomen, and she is dying right now, actively dying. And I just ask for all of the prayer warriors out there to pray with her that she will surrender and just allow God to take her soul and his will be done.
Yeah. We're going to pray for you too, Deborah, but we'll pray for your mother. Isn't that strange how quickly that spreads? It makes me think of my producer Tom's daughter, the same thing. My heart goes out to you. I'm sorry. And there's nothing like losing a mother. It's one of the most painful things you can endure. But we will pray for you right now, and we'll pray for your mother. You will be reunited with her one day. We are created to live forever. We never truly die, you know? And the Lord gave us this prayer for the sick and for the dying. You know, it's one of the great uses for the prayer. And the Lord, he promised that, you know, if we pray this prayer, that our loved ones would get the grace of eternal salvation. You know, quite often, those final moments depend on our prayer, he says. So let's pray for your mother that she'll be met by the merciful Savior. The Lord promised he would defend those that we love as his own glory. When we pray the chaplet, whether for ourselves or for others, that pardon is the same. So, Lord, I thank you for this comfort you give, for this promise you offer, for the gift of the chaplet of divine mercy, and for the fruit that we're seeing from it. I give you everyone on hold. I give you everyone who's written to me and everyone who's united to me in prayer right now. And I ask that you shower them in abundant grace and mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Health,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying with me. Hey, if you're praying for a job, you're going to love the next story you're going to hear. If you're praying for a spouse, if you're praying for financial blessing, stay with me. We'll get into it all right after this.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Hey, today we'd like to thank Julia, who's listening in Kentucky, for donating her Ford. You can join thousands of other listeners in donating old vehicles by visiting relevantradio.com/car.
St. Joseph is prominent during the season of Advent, of course, especially in the last Sunday when he was faced with fear and doubt and despair. And we might call St. Joseph the patron saint of changed plans or unexpected surprises because of the way that he lived his life before the birth of Jesus.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, today we celebrate the great feast of St. Joseph. I've always had a special devotion to him. Maybe because my middle name is Joseph, right? I'm Drew Joseph, and I'll tell you what, he's been a powerful intercessor for me, and I've found jobs and sold houses, and I've just seen the power, the efficacy of his intercession across my years. And I would encourage you, if you haven't really turned to St. Joseph, seek his intercession. My next guest, who's coming up in just a second here, did just that. You're going to hear her story. Her name's Heather Lockenauer. She's general counsel right now at the University of Dallas. And her resume is pretty impressive. She's an experienced litigator, an appellate advocate, an educator, has advocated on behalf of clients in a variety of pro bono matters involving asylum and the death penalty and religious liberty, amongst others. And she's taught everything from political science and rhetoric and, you know, poetics. She's been an adjunct professor, a former member of the Board of Regents of St. John Paul the Great Catholic University. Prior to becoming an attorney, she worked on projects that dealt with economic development and the creation of sustainable systems. She's served as a Salesian lay missionary in South Florida and in New Guinea. And, you know, she's graduated with her law degree from the University of Notre Dame. Amazing woman, right? And with a resume like that, I'm not giving you all the details of a resume, I'm just broad brushing that, you would think you'd be able to get a job at a drop of a hat, right? It'd be a slam dunk. Who wouldn't want somebody with that skill set, right? That life experience. But believe it or not, that wasn't always the case. It took Heather some serious praying to St. Joseph before she landed what she says is her dream job. She joins me today. Heather, good afternoon. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hi, Drew. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, I look at that resume and I'm thinking, what? This is great. I mean, who wouldn't want to hire you? Plus, I know you and your wonderful husband. Well, what a blessing it is to have you at any institution. But I know you were working at a religious liberty firm. It sounded like that'd be a great place to work, but that didn't turn out to be the case for you. Tell us a little bit of your story.
Sure, Drew. So I was working for a religious liberty firm and discovered that it wasn't the greatest culture fit for me. I had, you know, at different points in my life, I have always worked in Catholic apostolic activities, mostly as a volunteer, so kind of working after hours and on the weekends, not really as a full-time job. And during this time period, I thought, you know what, I really want to dedicate myself to an organization with a mission that's informed by our Catholic faith. And so I started praying about it. My faith has always been an integral part of my life, and I always try to sanctify my work no matter what I'm doing. But at this point, as I said, I really felt drawn to looking for work in a Catholic organization rather than a secular environment. So I didn't really think that looking for a litigation job would be the right fit for me. So I reached out to friends and former colleagues to let them know that I was looking for a new job. And at the same time, I had heard your show one day, and I think that you were talking about how powerful St. Joseph's intercession is. Oh, yeah. It could have been in the context of Relevant Radio's dedication to St. Joseph as a patron saint. And I didn't have a strong devotion to St. Joseph. I've, you know, always kind of prayed for him, for his intercession to help me in my work and to do my work well. But I had never prayed a novena to St. Joseph. And you suggested that job seekers should pray the novena and place a prayer intention under a statue of St. Joseph. And that sounded a little bit crazy to me. But I thought, okay, I'll try it. So I followed your advice, and I started the novena to St. Joseph that's on the Relevant Radio app. And we have a small statue of St. Joseph in our bedroom closet. So I put my prayer intention under the statue. And shortly after I started the novena, one of the former classmates from Notre Dame who I had reached out to tell him I was looking for a job, he wrote to me and he said, hey, you know, I saw this job posting come across my desk a few months ago at the University of Dallas, and I don't know if they're still looking, but they were at the time looking for a new GC. So he asked me if he could introduce me to the former president of UD, Dr. Tom Hibbs. And I said, sure, I'd be happy to talk with him. He made the introductions. I spoke with Tom, interviewed with the executive team, and I was offered the position within about 2 to 3 weeks of starting the novena to St. Joseph and putting my intention under his statue. So I really credit St. Joseph's intercession with my work at the University of Dallas.
Wow, I love that. Yeah, it's amazing how God works. And that whole statue thing, I have a problem with burying statues and doing all this type of stuff. But I remember, I think it was Bishop David Ricken, the great bishop from the Archdiocese of Green Bay. I was up at the shrine of Our Lady of Good Help one day praying, and I saw this man. He didn't know I was looking at him. He walked into a room, and he didn't think anybody was there. He put his hand on the statue of St. Joseph, and he, with great reverence, said this beautiful prayer. And I had an opportunity to talk to him one day, and he had said to me the same thing. He says, whatever you're praying to St. Joseph, or write it on a piece of paper and put it underneath of him. So I had a little statue that I put in my front window, a small one there. Nobody really notices it when they come in, but I had stuck under that statue of St. Joseph a whole lot of particular prayers that I wanted. And I'll tell you what, he never fails, Heather. He came through in a powerful, powerful way. Now, I'm curious if your husband, if Bruce, who's been on the radio with Morning Air, he's been on this show, of course, is now one of our great board members. Did he always have a devotion to, or is this new to him as well, your husband? How did he respond to your job finding and your devotion to St. Joseph?
Yeah, so I think he would say that he's always had a devotion to St. Joseph as a worker, the patron saint of workers and also of fathers. So I think that Bruce probably already did have a devotion to St. Joseph, but he certainly, he tells my story to everyone that he encounters. And, Bruce is in the field of executive search, so he encounters a lot of job seekers and a lot of people who are looking to fill positions. And so, he tells people who aren't Catholic, pray to St. Joseph.
I love it.
True. And,
that's evangelization.
I think one of the things that was so remarkable to me is that I hadn't worked as a university GC prior to starting this position. But I really feel like God has uniquely prepared me for it, that he's called me to do this work. And, you gave a little bit of my bio before I came on the air. And I have such a varied background. I spent almost 10 years working in the field of international development before I went to law school, and a lot of that work was crisis management. It was working with all different sorts of stakeholders, and And that work, believe it or not, helps me even, you know, in the job I'm doing right now. So I think all the different pieces of my background really prepared me to do the work I'm doing. And God had a plan, and I wouldn't have looked for it, you know?
I love the fact you say that. I could not agree with you more. And I say it all the time on the air, Heather. I think we all have a mission in life. Clearly, you're where you need to be. You've got great joy and peace. You talk about being general counsel for this university. I remember my background, and I've said it all the time. I was working in a field totally different than broadcast radio. But all the experiences I had formed me for what I'm now doing. And the same with you. You can bring a perspective to what you're doing now that is rare, you know, that other people necessarily can't. But God has you where he wants you. And I've often said, well, you know, radio right now I love. I hope I do it the rest of my life. But maybe God has another mission for me. He might have another mission for you at some point in the future. The secret is really just to be in the now. Thank God for where he places us and let him work through all of us. You apparently were praying, right, for this job. And at the same time, somebody else was praying too. Your prayer happened to coincide with your friend who introduced you to the present University of Dallas. Tell me a little bit about your experience this now, because, you know, the other thing about U of D, University of Dallas, it's a great Catholic institution. You would never know. I didn't know that until recently. And we might as well give the university a great plug, too. Filled with a lot of Catholic faith-filled people, right? I mean, I've met the president and so many other people from there. This is a great institution. Why don't you give a little insight into, you know, where God placed you and what this is all about?
Sure. So I grew up in Northern Virginia, Drew, and I didn't encounter very many people who knew about the University of Dallas when I was going to college. And for most of my professional life, I hadn't either. I had one friend who only sends his children to the University of Dallas because he was such an ardent supporter of UD and just said it's such a great place to learn. And, you know, University of Dallas really seeks to preserve what is of enduring value from the past. So the university has this incredible core curriculum that it's kept intact all these years ever since its founding. And then also it seeks to liberate, to realize the goal of liberal education, which is to lead our students into freedom so that they can help build a civilization of truth and justice. And the UD motto is Veritatem Justitiam Diligite, which means bind yourselves to truth and justice. And that's what we're doing. We're teaching our students to do that, to bind themselves to truth and justice. Yeah. You know, our graduates. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I don't want to step in. I just know that a lot of your graduates have gone on to politics as well. And I've often said on this side of the mic, we need well-formed people in all industries, whether it's entertainment or it's law or it's medicine, but especially in the world of politics. And I, you know, from what I've understood, a lot of people have gone on to really make a difference.
Our graduates make a difference in every field they go into. I can't say that loudly enough, Drew. They're able to really think critically and to write well and speak persuasively. And, you know, those attributes are hard to come by these days after graduating from a university. So they work in politics, they work in sciences, I think our graduate school acceptance rate is one of the highest in the country. So it really is a unique place where students are encouraged to think, which I think is unique. And they're encouraged to do that within the context of both faith and reason. So those two things are in constant conversation at the University of Dallas.
Well, I hope people will check it out. Best way to get there is at U of D? Is that, what's the web address?
It's universityofdallas.edu.
All right, universityofdallas.edu. In 15 seconds, what advice would you give to somebody who's looking for a job as well?
Pray to St. Joseph.
Love it. So simple, right?
And pray the novena even after you find one.
That's right. Pray in Thanksgiving. I love it. Hey, yes. Heather, thank you. So great to talk to you. My best and warmest regards to your husband, Bruce, okay?
Thank you. Right. Okay, have a great day.
God bless you. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Hey, today we'd like to thank Mary, who's listening in Minnesota, for donating her Honda. And you can join thousands of other listeners in donating old vehicles by visiting relevantradio.com/car.
Well, it's good to be with you today. Thank you for joining us. A beautiful hymn to St. Joseph. Coming up at the top of the next hour, we'll dive into what the mystics have had to say about St. Joseph, why he's known as the terror of demons. You're going through spiritual warfare right now, or difficulty. I'll tell you what, he's a powerhouse. There are even some mystics, some visionaries who've been given prophecies regarding St. Joseph's increasing importance in our time. So we can dive into that and so much more a little bit later today. Of course, we celebrate the great feast of St. Joseph. And I had the great opportunity to speak to Heather Lockenauer, who heard me talk about something a bishop once told me. You know, turn to St. Joseph, put the statue in your window, invoke him every day. I'm not a big fan of burying statues in a lot of realtors, and other people say, oh, yeah, it works great. And maybe it does. I try to put him a place of honor. And like I said, I put that little prayer underneath there. In my own radio career, I ended up not irrelevant radio, but I ended up in radio, much to my chagrin. I wanted nothing to do with radio. When God shut everything down on me and I turned to the trifecta of prayers, is what I called it. I prayed to the Mother of God, to the child Jesus, and to St. Joseph. And I really believe, St. Joseph, if you're looking for a job, he'll help you find one. In the studio with me today is Dan Axe. He's our digital video producer. And actually, as I sit in Studio One here, in our studio dedicated to Divine Mercy, on my back through the glass is the video production studio. And that's where Dan sits every day when I do the show. And we were talking a little bit earlier, and I found out that St. Joseph played a huge role in bringing him to Relevant Radio. And he does a lot on the Rosary Across America. We see all the production there, some of the videos that we do, and Dan does a lot of our video work. So it's good to have you in studio with me on the other side of the glass today.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to be here. Yeah.
So you guys share your story. I mean, your mother, I understand, prayed for 3 years. Was it 3 years? I mean, you were unemployed for 3 years, mm-hmm. She told me. I'm like, wow. That's one heck of a story.
Yeah, 3 years. And well, first of all, I got to say, I was actually really nervous to come on the radio here. I'm much better behind the camera than I am in front of a microphone. But I wanted to share my testimony because I want to just tell other people to, you know, pay their attention to St. Joseph. I think he's a very powerful intercessor.
Oh, yeah.
For 3 years, I was without a stable full-time job. And the last full-time job, stable one that I had was I was working in healthcare in 2017.
Yeah.
And in different capacities as an EMT, as a dialysis technician.
Wow.
And anyone who works in healthcare knows that it's a very stressful environment. And sometimes what can happen is, you know, someone can get really burnt out, and that can cause sickness, mm-hmm. illness of the body. And that's what happened to me. I got really burnt out, and I experienced what I thought was some sort of nervous breakdown. It was just a really intense time. And so it was very difficult, as you can imagine, applying to different jobs after that. You know, you're completely burnt out. You're just fatigued. And it was very difficult to maintain a full-time job, both mentally and physically, you know. And it was a very trying time, a couple of years in my life. And during that time, I had been praying, you know, I'd been saying novenas. I'd been praying to St. Joseph to try and help me find a job, you know, asking our Lord to help me find a job and things like that. And, you know, nothing was really coming through for 3 years. And the fatigue was really bad. It was hard to deal with. During that time as well, I know that my mom was also praying, especially to St. Joseph, to help me find a job. She had said novenas, and just in her normal daily prayer, she was just praying to St. Joseph to help my son find a good full-time job.
Yeah.
So I firmly believe that St. Joseph helped me get this career at Relevant Radio.
And you weren't really praying, though. I mean, it was your mom. Which is such a great aspect of the story, because, you know, a lot of mothers and fathers are out there praying for that future spouse, for their kids, or they're praying for the job. Your mom's story is such a beautiful aspect of your story, because it gives a lot of other mothers and fathers hope out there. It's like, okay, your kid's not where he should be. Maybe he's struggling with anxiety. Maybe he's away from the faith. But your prayers resonate before the throne of God. And St. Joseph, who was a parent, He understands how important that is. And today, more than any other day, I think it's such a great day to turn to him. So you discovered Relevant. And what happened? You just applied, or what was that like?
I did. I had a little bit of a foot in the door. I got to work with Damian Schmidt,
sure.
who is now my supervisor, and Marty Jury, who is our senior audio engineer, with a live broadcast of the Rosary at my friend's house a couple of years ago. And I wasn't working for Relevant Radio at the time, but I was kind of like boots on the ground for Relevant Radio at this event site. And I helped them broadcast the radio from there.
Was that Father Rocky's rosary?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the Family Rosary Across America. So, so I helped out with that. And so I kind of got to know a couple people at Relevant Radio just from doing that event. And it was just a couple weeks later that I went online and I saw the position for a digital media producer. And I was looking at, you know, the requirements and all that. And I'm like, this sounds like right up my alley. I had done some of the production stuff with the Catholic men's group that I was involved with. Yeah. We were doing some production work, and it's like, man, I'm doing exactly that. And, you know, it sounds right up my alley. So I applied, right? Yeah. And the application process took, you know, a couple months, but it was divine providence because I started at Relevant Radio on March 19th, 2021.
Oh, wow.
Which is the Feast of St. Joseph.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. And
that's more than a coincidence.
Yeah. I very much felt his intercession, and I knew that my mom had been praying intensely to him. So,
And you're such a big part now of the Family Rosary Across America and all the other projects that we're doing. It's amazing. If I go online and I look at the requirement for my position here, or even my producers, if I look at, you know, the rundown to be a producer on the show, I couldn't produce my own show, right? It's like, really? You need this, and this. Yeah. You know, I look at the show host, I'm like, what? Some of those things are so I tell my own kids sometimes who look for work, I said, don't buy in. I mean, honestly, I'd be a terrible politician because I just want to speak the truth. I can't finagle, I can't go around all these different things. But the same thing, I look at what somebody puts up as a criteria, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'd never meet that. So a lot of people don't apply. Yeah. You know, they just don't apply. I don't think they qualify. You might be surprised. I see my kids all the time. You might be surprised. Throw your hat in. You might have the qualities that can be taught, or, you know, might bring a strength in some other area. But I look at Relevant Radio, some of the job descriptions, I'm like, oh man, that's one heck of a job to be a show host or even to be a producer. Right, Maggie?
Amen.
Amen to that. Well, what's coming up in the future? What can we look forward to at Relevant Radio with you?
Sure. Well, we've been doing a lot of on-the-road rosary events for the Family Rosary Across America. And so the next place that we're going to be is for the Walk to Mary on May 5th, right? So there's a big spaghetti dinner there, but we're doing Family Rosary Across America there at the event that night. We got a couple other on the road.
That's right.
Events.
Patrick Madrid and I will be there. We're going to give short talks, I think. And then I think Father's going to do the rosary. And
it's going to be a good
time. We'll all walk. They'll walk to Mary, which will be a lot of fun. I only have a minute or two left. For those who are looking for work, I know how frustrating it can be. Those who struggle with anxiety, who may have really be in a dark place, what advice would you give them today in the final moment or two that we have?
I would say don't give up hope. I was on the brink of giving up hope.
Really?
Of just saying, you know what, I'm not going to work anymore, and I'm just going to, you know, just live at home and just not do anything,
Right.
You know? But don't give up hope and just keep praying. The Lord hears your prayers. And, you know, if you pray to St. Joseph, he hears you, you know, and he'll intercede for you. Don't give up. Something will come through.
It's a great message because you're not different than a lot of people today who either can't find the work or struggle. You know, anxiety today is crippling for so many people, and it's a lot easier to stay home and you know, live with your mom and your dad or do something that doesn't really require, you know, a lot of pressure. It can be intimidating. Amen. But get out there, call upon St. Joseph. I call upon him because he was a craftsman in his trade, right? He was probably very, very good at what he did. So I ask him to intercede that I can be a craftsman at what I do as well. And if you're looking for work, for a spouse, to sell the home, if you want to grow in virtue or chastity or any of those wonderful attributes that St. Joseph embodied, turn to him. He'll intercede for you, and I guarantee you'll see the fruit of his intercession. I'm going to take a short pause. I'll be back on the other side. You can share your St. Joseph story with us too. I'd love to hear how he impacted your own life. Our conversation continues right after this.